Something Private. A The Untamed fanfic. Written by the Dame Judy Wench. Read by Black Glass. Part 2 of the Everything and Everyone Settled into Place series.
Oh shit, Wei Ying says. When you said you were going out with a veterinarian, I didn't think you meant this one.
Wen Qing glares at him from Jiang Cheng's lap.
You said you were staying out tonight.
She finally managed to go on the date she'd been putting off, and then another, and then this one. The one where she needs her roommate to not be at home. Because he's going to have a whole feeling about her choice of dates.
What the fuck?
Jiang Cheng maneuvers her to cover himself, as if anyone gives a fuck that his nipples are out.
What are you doing here?
I live here. Wei Ying drops his bag next to his feet. He leans back against the door and looks at them with a slow, lazy grin.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wen Qing stares at him.
Are you drunk?
Yes, Wei Ying says decisively. He stumbles into motion, taking a semi-winding path to the couch, where he drops to his knees at the carpet, beside Zhang Cheng's leg.
You two are so hot.
I'm sorry,
Wen Qing says, at the exact same time that Jiang Cheng does. Wei Ying muffles a giggle against Jiang Cheng's thigh.
Let me stay.
Wen Qing considers third dates to be a sort of precipice. If the sex isn't good, she bails. A third person on a third date is going to disrupt the algorithm a little. If it's bad, she can blame Wei Ying. If it's good, the outcome is uncertain. She's about to tell him to go fuck himself when Jiang Cheng asks very quietly,
Why?
She looks down to see Wei Ying looking up with a sincere, open expression she hasn't seen in a while. It makes her want to punch both of them, just a little.
Because it's hot, he says soulfully.
Did you two do this when you lived together? She has a sketched-out understanding of their relationship. Rocky bordering on estranged now. Living like brothers when they were children. Undergrad roommates. Wei Ying has occasionally mentioned, cryptically, disappointing Jiang Cheng, along with everyone he's ever known. But only when he's a shade drunker than he currently is. The stage at which he becomes vocally remorseful for hours.
No, Jiang Cheng says.
Wei Ying says, Yes. A little, Jiang Cheng amends. Hey, Wen Qing says, putting Jiang Cheng's hands back on her hips. It's fine with me. I'm not the one who has to navigate this at family gatherings. I do not attend family gatherings, Wei Ying assures her, appearing significantly and suspiciously less drunk, now that the prospect of sucking Jiang Cheng's dick seems to be on the table. What do you want? She asks Jiang Cheng. Her hands rest on his shoulders. They're tense. Now that she turns her attention to him fully, it's clear that he would probably run from the room, if not bracketed on the couch by her thighs. The skitter of nervousness in his eyes makes her want to kiss him until his mouth bleeds. And don't feel pressured. One of Jiang Cheng's hands moves from her hip to Wei Ying's head. He rests it there. I don't feel pressured. He's hard against her inner thigh. Hard, and a good thick size. It sounds fun. I like that, she tells him sincerely. I like curiosity. A flush blossoms like fever at his cheeks, and he looks away, a grin cutting through the severity of his cheekbones. It makes him look young and sweet, a far cry from the vet she met while getting her cat checked out. Met when he burst into the waiting room and shouted at a young man for feeding his dog generic brand kibbles. He'd look like someone who might want to turn her over his knee and spank her. But now it's becoming clear who's going to get turned over tonight. Can I play with your ass? She asks, since the threesome door is open, and it feels like all bets are off.
Oh, Wei Ying moans. Are you going to peg him? What is that? Zhang Cheng asks, looking alarmed. He's talking about a strap-on. I can start easier. With a plug. They both look down at where Wei Ying is chewing on Zhang Cheng's thigh and rubbing his bare foot, his eyes big and hopeful. You're an idiot, Zhang Cheng says fondly. Yes, we can do whatever. She kisses him. Wei Ying rubs her lower back. She smacks his hand lightly until he stops. Tell me what to do, Wei Ying says softly, sounding like he means it. Jiang Cheng pulls out of the kiss, glances a question that's far too complicated to answer. Wen Qing settles on. It's a thing we have. She wonders if this will be the lair that makes him balk. But he nods slowly, mutters, that makes sense, as if Wei Ying isn't right there listening. Let's go to my bedroom, she says. It takes her a minute to find what she's looking for under the bathroom sink. When she steps back into the bedroom in her bra and underwear, they're sitting on the edge of her bed, making out tenderly. She pauses, her fuck basket in her arms, a soft smile at her mouth. There's something very gentle about the way they're kissing. Jiang Cheng's hand on Wei Ying's cheek, Wei Ying pushing into it, his hands on Jiang Cheng's knees. They jump apart when she clears her throat and shakes the basket. Got what I need. Jiang Cheng backs off to the bathroom, and Wen Qing launches herself to sit beside Wei Ying. The mattress gives a little bounce. She feels excited, more than usual. This is a lovely distraction. Think he's going to lock himself in there? She asks, getting out a slender glass plug. No, I think he's going to do a bird bath, and then jerk off. I've clocked him at 3 minutes flat for that routine. Are you really drunk? He smiles at his lap. Only a little, I promise. Good. She wouldn't let him play if he was. That was shitty of you to come home, she says. I honestly forgot. He looks at her. Honestly, I would have left right away if it was anyone else. So because you have a boner for your brother, you get to crash my date? He frowns. Do you want me to go? That's fucking unfair. Because no, she doesn't. But yes, it would be a good lesson if she made him. But also, he already looks like he's steeling himself to be banished from the bedroom, and she hates that expression. She settles on. No. But seriously, don't do that again, okay? Okay. It's as earnest as he gets, which is pretty earnest. Okay. What do you want me to do? Take care of him, Wen Qing says. It earns her a happy sigh and a loosening of his shoulders. She takes his chin, kisses him once, hard, to taste his brother on his mouth. When she lets him go, he's a little dazed. And take your shirt off. He drops his shirt on the floor, glances at her and sees her expression, and slowly picks it up, folds it, lays it on the nightstand. Jiang Cheng comes back wearing tight black briefs and looking like he's in an underwear catalog or an all-male review. He runs his hand back through his hair and heaves an audible breath. So, get on the bed on your hands and knees, if that's okay with you, she says, ignoring Wei Ying's disbelieving echo of, if that's okay with you. She grabs her phone off the nightstand and starts a playlist of quiet, unobtrusive music. Knowing people can get hung up about body sounds, and not knowing if Jiang Cheng is that kind of person. A thrum of anticipation runs through her when he crawls into the bed. Wei Ying sits at the headboard, pets his head when he arrives, kisses his cheek. She doesn't normally play like this early on, not unless she's met someone specifically for that purpose. It definitely wasn't what she expected from the angry veterinarian with the cheekbones. Have you done this before? She asks, kneeling in the bed behind him, shoving her hips against him. She grabs at the hard muscle of his ass and hisses. Fuck, he's strong. She could crawl onto his back and ride him around the room. No, I mean, not with someone else.
Jiang Cheng!
Wei Ying scratches his head and shoulders, lightly massaging him and grinning.
You...
Don't tease him, Wen Qing snaps. He shoots her a hurt, pouty look that's very insincere, and exactly as cute as he thinks it is, and continues leveraging it at her, even as he kisses Jiang Cheng's shoulder with wet, messy bites. Jiang Cheng pushes him away, then grabs him and pulls him back. It's going to be that kind of evening. Wen Qing helps Jiang Cheng out of his briefs. He starts shivering. She rubs his back just above his tailbone.
You doing okay there, babe?
He grunts a noncommittal sound, then manages.
Yes.
Leaning to the side, she verifies that he's not only hard, but leaking a syrupy thread of precum onto her sheets. She gives him a few comforting strokes, liking the way he feels. Heavy. Substantial. She's going to climb directly onto this big dick when Wei Ying isn't watching the way her cat does when she sneaks into the room and judges her. Or maybe while he's watching. The night is young. I'm going to play with your hole, and then I'm going to finger you. And then we're going to try this plug, all right? When Jiang Cheng nods, she adds, It's pretty narrow, so I can fuck you with it if you like it. He nods again. Wei Ying is nodding too.
Nobody asked you, she reminds him.
You're doing really great, he tells Jiang Cheng. You're doing so good.
Shut up, Jiang Cheng snaps hoarsely. I'm not doing anything yet.
Smiling to herself, Wen Qing bends over him, allows him to feel the press of her hips against his ass, the weight of her over his back. She kisses the skin between his shoulder blades. You're here. You're doing something different from what you probably imagined when I invited you home with me. That's something. She works her hand between her body and his, lightly rubs at the muscular clench between his cheeks. You have a great ass.
Thank you, Jiang Cheng says automatically.
Wei Ying laughs softly, kisses his cheek. Ass. Can I touch myself?
Ask your brother,
Wen Qing says, enjoying the little thrill of overemphasizing their relationship. She can feel Jiang Cheng's body twitch when Wei Ying asks him. The tone different. Reverent.
I don't care, Jiang Cheng snaps. Do whatever you want.
Wen Qing catches a flash of hurt that Wei Ying quickly covers with a grin. He doesn't, she notes, touch himself. Psychoanalyzing their fucked up relationship is the last thing she wants to do right now. So she barks out,
Behave, both of you, or I will lock you out of this room and get off on my own, the way nature intended.
To be fair, nature, Wei Ying starts, brightening with the impending arrival of a smart-ass argument. She gives him a look like needles, and he backs down, averts his eyes.
I'll be good.
A shaky breath. I'll be good, he repeats softly. To Jiang Cheng. Maybe to himself.
Listen, you can touch yourself, Jiang Cheng says.
He sucks air into his lungs and shudders.
Or you could... You could... You...
Do you want to jerk him off, Wei Ying? Wen Qing asks, trying to translate. She's pretty certain that's what Jiang Cheng means, based on the way his hips move in helpless twitches every time she applies pressure to his rim with her fingers. Wei Ying's eyes widen. He glances between them, looking like she offered him a new car.
Yes. Yes? Jiang Cheng, yes. Can I?
I just said you can, he mutters, which is technically untrue, but also technically very hot. So Wen Qing will allow it. She sinks onto her heels, getting comfortable on the bed behind Jiang Cheng, and plays with his ass for a little while. Fingers still dry, only touching, getting him used to the way it feels. His thighs tighten and shudder. He's already a mess, his head bowed, his chest heaving. It's gorgeous. She tucks her hand into her underwear and wets her fingers. Fuck, Wei Ying whispers, watching. He's still rubbing Zheng Cheng's back and hasn't touched his dick yet, in an atypical failure to see his bravado through. The toy and lube are on the bed beside her, but she uses her own slick at first to wet Zheng Cheng's skin, to tease one fingertip in, barely enough to push past the initial fight his body gives her. You hanging in there, buddy? She asks. Yes. It's a very affirmative, very breathy sound. Encouraging. Help him, she murmurs to Wei Ying. He kisses Jiang Cheng's back and ribs, sitting back on his heels beside him, still in his jeans, his high ponytail falling out, and his lower lip flushed pink from dragging it between his teeth. Holding his breath, he takes Jiang Cheng's stick in his hand. His arm curls. His mouth opens with a groan. Do you like this? She smiles, because fuck if Jiang Cheng doesn't have a pretty dick. It hangs heavy and hard and raw red. She touches his balls, draws them between her fingers, lets them go, watches the skin tighten and shift like little eddies. Harder, Jiang Cheng says, in a jaw-clenched sort of way. Wei Ying licks his palm messily and tries again. This? Yes, fuck. Zheng Cheng tosses his head. Fuck. It's a tipping point. She wants him hot and wanting, not spent and loose-limbed. Don't get him off yet, she instructs Wei Ying. He nods at her solemnly, as if she just gave him instructions on how to defuse a bomb. I'm going to fuck you with my fingers, she tells Zheng Cheng. Tell me if it's too much. Sure, Zheng Cheng says. He laughs once. It sounds like Wei Ying. Sounds good. Wenqing opens the lube, dribbles it down his backside and onto her fingers. Sorry, she says, grinning. It's cold. It's fine. Look at you, she says, dragging her slippery fingers down his skin, raking from his lower back, over the muscle of his ass, down his trembling thighs. Put your head down. Get comfortable. He sinks, taking to this so readily. It's gorgeous. She feels her breath hitch and settles herself, makes little circles with her fingertip at his entrance. His sensitive skin twitches, clenches. The most important thing about ass play is avoiding too much nervous anticipation. Before he has a chance to tense up, she eases her thumb in, bottoms it out, her hiss mingling with his. You are fucking tight. You feel great, she tells him. She rotates her wrist, kisses his ass cheek, curls her thumb. You're hot. Do you like how that feels? She likes how it feels. Scorching and soft. Welcoming. Yes. His ragged moan sends a rush of heat to her cunt. It feels good. Wei Ying is giving Zheng Cheng the most inefficient handjob she's ever witnessed, which is good, since she wants to hold him off a little longer. She can't help a soft chuckle. For fuck's sake, Wei Ying. What are you doing? It's a lot, he whines, putting his cheek down against Zheng Cheng's back, like he's resting it on a pillow. You're an idiot, Zheng Cheng says. He turns his head to face the side Wei Ying is on, and reaches back to scrape his fingertips across his belly, over the denim at his thigh. Wenqing can't tell if it's affection or irritation. She doesn't care either way, and rearranges herself to push up on her knees, and fuck two slick fingers into Zheng Cheng's tight ass properly. His wandering arm juts out, his fingers twisting into the sheets. He lets out a strangled yell. Zheng Cheng, Wei Ying says, worried. I'm fine. Fuck. He's fine, Wenqing assures, punching her fingers in. She has narrow, long fingers. This is nothing. Undeterred, Wei Ying relinquishes his hold on Jiang Chong's dick and lays down on his side. Wen Qing half watches, her attention primarily on working three fingers into Jiang Chong as Wei Ying touches his face, brushes at his hair. Wei Ying says, solemn and sincere, "You're beautiful." "You're an idiot. Why did you stop?" It's like they forgot she was in the room, actively finger-fucking Jiang Chong. She makes sure he remembers, and he jerks and groans at the sensation of three fingers curling and raking down at his prostate. "Because you're beautiful, and I want to be here?" Here is staring at Jiang Chong's face, with his cheek pressed to the sheets. He takes Jiang Chong's hand and mouths at his fingers. "This is fun." "I'm going to smother you," Wen Qing says mildly. "She means sit on my face," Wei Ying whispers to Jiang Chong, who shoves two fingers into Wei Ying's mouth. It effectively shuts him up. He holds Jiang Chong's wrist and closes his eyes and sucks his fingers with slow, steady pulls. "Ready for that plug?" Wen Qing asks.
"I think so."
Jiang Chong releases a ragged breath.
"I'm dizzy."
"Dizzy like you want to stop?"
"Good, dizzy. I've never done this."
"I know, babe. You're doing really well." She rubs his back affectionately. "Feel what you're doing to me." It takes some awkward maneuvering, but Jiang Chong manages to get his free hand between her legs. The fabric there is slick. He works his fingers underneath, grasps at her blindly, shivers.
"You're so wet."
"Do you want to fuck me, Jiang Chong?"
"Yes."
It's an aching sort of sound.
Yeah, I do."
She slicks up the glass plug with lube, her hands shaking so hard she nearly drops it. This is all sneaking up on her now, the way his fingers clumsily bump against her clit, find her thigh, and squeeze it above the knee. The way Wei Ying has gone inside of himself, curled around his brother's hand, and hanging onto it like he'll fall if he lets go. The way Jiang Cheng's entrance is faintly swollen and slick now, reddened by her fingers. She studies the arch of his bare feet, the curl of his toes. She wants to grind down on his leg, rub herself off on him until she can think straight again. But she also wants to see how the clear glass shows her the raw inside of him. So she opts to focus on that. "How does this feel?" she asks, running the cool glass up and down the crack of his ass, over his balls, holding it alongside his dick, and stroking both the plug and his fever-hot skin together with brisk strokes.
"Hard."
Wei Ying's eyes flutter open like he's curious, but close again sleepily. He's petting Jiang Cheng's arm and shoulder with the hand that isn't clasped around his wrist.
"It is hard. I'm going to fuck you open now. See how you look inside."
She presses her thumb to his hole, digs at it, works the plug in. It shows her the soft walls of him, magnified, vivid pink. It's gently tapered, but doesn't get too wide before it tapers, and doesn't taper too narrowly. She likes this one for beginners, because it can stay seated snugly, but she can leverage it like a dildo, too. That's what she wants for Jiang Chong. She fucks him with it. Not too hard, but not too slow either. She lets more lube drip onto him. His body pulls it and the toy in eagerly. He whines at the back of his throat, turns his face away from Wei Ying, scrubs his free hand at his eyes, his mouth.
"You hanging in there?"
"Yes."
"Want it harder?"
A long pause. His breath whistles from his nose.
"Yes."
"I'm going to get you close, and then I'm going to turn you over and sit on your dick. Would you like that, Jiang Chong?"
"I want to. Will you leave it in?" "Fuck, what a good boy."
"Yes." She presses it hard, puts her palm against it, shows him how it feels when she gives it a little punch. The threat that it might keep sinking into him might fill him to bursting. "Please," he sobs out. "I want to come. Please." Wei Ying looks at her, no longer sucking, but kissing Zhang Cheng's fingers delicately. There's a keenness to his gaze. Another question. He'll take anything she gives him and more, but the sound of his little brother's broken voice seems to wake something in him. "He's fine," she murmurs. "He's all right, Wei Ying." Evidently surprisingly capable of following the near-silent conversation, Zhang Cheng turns his head again. He reaches, takes Wei Ying by the hair, and pulls him in for a sloppy, devouring kiss. There's something reassuring about it. Something private. Wen Qing digs her fingers bruised hard into Zhang Cheng's ass. The base of the plug is seated firmly, shiny and pink, pink, pink. She feels like she'll die if she doesn't finish this soon. "Turn over," she says hoarsely. "Turn over, fuck!" He rolls, a sweaty mess. There's a tear-stained quality to his expression. She unhooks her bra, drops it along with her underwear next to the bed, slides a condom onto him with ruthless efficiency. It's a scramble. Hungry. Hurried. When she throws a knee over him, he grins. He's too pretty for his own good. She'll use a bigger plug next time. They briefly study each other, breathing hard. He's flushed, cheek raw from the sheets, chest pink in patches. It's a used, pretty look. She touches his throat, the side of his face, his dick. She likes this moment, the belly flutter of anticipation. She rises up, takes him, rubs the broad head of his dick up and down her slit, and seats herself. He stares at her, boyish and trembling, arms strong when he reaches for her. She bottoms out and grinds, her fingers finding the swollen nub of her clit, and rubbing it exactly how she likes when she's out of her fucking mind. Zhang Cheng has big hands. They grip her ass, squeeze. She lets out a quiet, and rises, drives herself down again. "How does that feel?" she asks, thinking she deserves a fucking medal for being able to string four words together. "Full? Good. Good. Can I kiss you?" "Yes," she says, folding down to find his mouth. They were kissing earlier, before on the couch, what feels like 1,000 hours ago. And he's good at it, claiming and confident. There's a hand in her hair. She isn't sure who it belongs to. For a while she rocks her hips, narrows her awareness to his tongue in her mouth, to how good it feels to open herself to him. She's close. She comes up for breath, straightens her back, locates her limbs and her senses, pushes her hair out of her mouth, where it's fallen out of her messy bun. Only patient at times like these, Wei Ying watches them, his palm pressed at the roll of his hard dick absently. His mouth is still wet. There's a hazy fondness in his eyes that makes her want to slap his face. "Wei Ying," she says, catching his attention. "Can you come without taking your jeans off?" His gaze lights up. He loves a challenge. "Yes?" "Do it." Certain, then, that everything and everyone is settled into place, she surrenders to the precipice she's on the edge of. She plays with her nipples, her cunt tightening at the electric hot tickle it sends down her belly. She rides Zhang Cheng's dick the way she likes, her skin slapping down against his dick jarring, deep. When her belly and cunt and ass start to tighten, she licks her fingers and pushes them between her legs, pushes herself over the edge. "Fuck!" She closes her eyes, allows herself to be loud, as her knees squeeze Zhang Cheng's ribs tightly, and her cries grow senseless, ripped out of her like wind at a storm front. Zhang Cheng has her anchored, and Wei Ying pushes his forehead against the round of her shoulder, drags his lips at her skin. She comes, and it isn't a quick, sharp thing. It's wave after wave, cries softening, becoming hurt-good sounds. Fucking dazed, she falls against him, settles into the feelings of his arms around her back. She continues to shake and shudder with aftershocks, his dick almost too much now. It occurs to her that he must have come when she wasn't paying attention. She smiles against his throat, pleased at that. A blurry glance indicates that Wei Ying is equally gashed, tucked against them, his fingers in Zhang Cheng's hair, petting. He dares a stroke at her lower back, and she allows it, this once. They'll have to untangle themselves, perform the sticky, giggling mess of wrapping this up. But for now, she takes a long, long time catching her breath. End of story. Thanks for listening.